Welcome, friends, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to start today's show with a brand new album from the group Artemis. They are an all-female band. Their album is entitled In Real Time, their second album. The album starts off with a composition by Lyle Mays, the late great pianist often associated with the Pat Metheny Group. We're going to listen to his composition entitled Slink from the album In Real Time by Artemis. Thank you. A great set of modern jazz music to start the show. Let's begin at the top. We heard from Artemis from the album In Real Time. Name of that track is Slink. And Artemis is an all-women band led by Rini Rosnes on piano, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Noriko Ueda on bass, Allison Miller on drums, and newcomers to the band, Nicole Glover and Alexa Tarantino, tenor saxophone and multiple reed instruments. That's their second album, and it's a fine one. After that, we heard from the Pat Metheny Group. From the album Imaginary Day, we heard The Roots of Coincidence. And the last thing you heard was from Jonathan Barber and Vision Ahead. From his album, Poetic, we heard Denim. And Jonathan Barber's Vision Ahead group is Jonathan Barber on drums, Tabor Gable on piano, Matt Dwanzik on bass, Godwin Luis on saxophone, and Andrew Renfro on guitar. And all of those groups were featured on All About Jazz, a website, a online publication that I do some writing for and posting to social media for. And all of those bands were featured in the last few days on allaboutjazz.com. We're going to continue on with some more kind of fusion jazz music, this time from Joshua Redman and Elastic Band, from a 2005 release entitled Momentum. We're going to hear Put It In Your Pocket, one of my favorite tunes. Haven't heard it in a while, so let's listen to Put It In Your Pocket from Joshua Redman's Elastic Band. Thank you.
Thank you.
a great tune by the young pianist named Isaiah J. Thompson from his album, I think it's his first release, entitled The Power of the Spirit. We heard Good Intentions. Isaiah Thompson is making quite a name for himself in the jazz scene in New York City. He won second place in the 2018 Thelonious Monk competitions, as well as winning the Lincoln Center Emerging Artist Award. He has some very impressive credentials, and that group is Isaiah J. Thompson on piano, Julian Lee on sax, Philip Norris on bass, TJ Reddick on drums. Before that, we went back to 2005 to the Joshua Redman Elastic Band Momentum album. We heard Put It In Your Pocket. And that track has some interesting personnel. Joshua Redman on tenor saxophone, Sam Yahel on keyboards, Nicholas Payton on trumpet, Peter Bernstein on guitar, and Questlove on drums. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. We are a weekly podcast at jazzandbeyond.com and an over-the-air radio show at WWUH 91.3 FM in Hartford, Connecticut. We're going to finish out today's show with 18 minutes of uninterrupted music. I wanted to play these tunes that represent the country of Mexico and the border area itself, which has been in the news lately. The two suites of music we're going to hear, one of them from Charles Mingus from the album Tijuana Moods. We're going to hear Los Mariachis, and then we're going to finish up with the Carla Bly Big Band. Carla Bly had her birthday last week. From her album Looking for America, we're going to hear Tijuana Traffic. So thank you for listening, folks. My name's Ken Laster, In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Come back next week for more great jazz music.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate link in the top menu where you can donate via PayPal or Venmo, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.